So let's review. The previous Mishnah concludes with the following machloikis. The Bishamai say, Kol anoshim meses nidos. All women that die are treated as if they were nidos at the time of death regarding that. Umadbilin kalim shahayu alein samach litzias neshama. The clothes they wore, clothes to death, even if they were removed right before death, required tevila in the mikvah. While the Bishil say, Ein nida elisha mesa nida. Only if she was actually a nida at the time of death, she's considered a nida. But all other women are not considered nidos and their clothes do not require tevila. As the Gemara explains, the Bishami held that the Chacham initiated Kol Anoshim Meses Nidus because B'Rishoyin Hoyim Matvilin Kelim Al Gabi Nidus Meses V'Hoyim Nidus Chayis Mizbaishes. Originally, they would immerse the clothing that a Nida wore close to death, even if they were removed right before death. And this caused embarrassment to the live Nidus because Shafila B'Misasin Hei Mishunim Mikol Adam, that Nidus are treated differently than other women. Therefore, Hiskinu Sheyu Matvilin Al Gabi Kol Anoshim Em Nekevoidin Shal Nidus Chayis. The Chacham initiated Kol Hanoshim Meses Nidus, that the clothing of all women that die are immersed to maintain the dignity of the live Nidus. Zok the Mishnah, He'isha Shemesa V'yatsa Mena Reviyas Dam. If a woman died and the Reviyas of Dam came out, there is a Machlekes. The Tanakama holds Metama Mishum Kesem or Metama Ba'oil. The blood is both Tami Nida and therefore even the small amount is Metame. And the blood is also Temei Mes and causes Tuma to all objects in the same room if there is a Reviyas. As the Gemara explains, the Tanakama holds Mekar Mekar Metame. Therefore, even though this dam does not cause her to become Tame Nida because it came out after death, the dam has Tumas Nida because it acquired Tumas Nida inside the uterus when she was still alive. Or Yehuda holds Ein Metama Mishum Kesem and Nishenekar Mishum Esa. The dam is not Tame Nida because the dam came out only after she died. And Yehuda holds Mekar Mekar Metar. The blood becomes Tame Nida only after it comes out, but not inside the uterus. Mishnah continues. A moider b'Yehuda b'Yeshevus al mashber b'meisa v'yatsim emen reviyas dam shei metama mishum kesem. Yehuda does agree that a woman who chas v'shalom dies during labor and the reviyas dam came out, the blood is tamei nida because we assume shenekar michaim, the dam was discharged when she was alive. Rabbi Yossi adds lafikach ein metama ba'oil. Therefore, the dam is not tamei meis and does not cause tumas oil. The Gemara infers that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds metama ba'oil. The dam is also tamei meis and causes tumas oil. The Gemara explains that they disagree whether Yeshebes ala Mashber is subject to Dam Tevusa. The Chacham initiated Tumas Mes on Dam Tevusa, where it was not known whether the blood came out while the person was still alive in his tar, or after he died in his tummy. Yehuda holds the Dam is considered Dam Tevusa and Tummy Medrabanan because Safik Nekr Michaim Safik La'achamisa. It is possible that all the Dam came out when she was alive or after she died. While Rabbi Yisi holds the dam is not considered dam tevusa and is tar because vade neker kula mechayim, we assume that all the dam certainly came out when she was alive. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that discusses a machlekes regarding izehu dam tevusa. What dam is considered dam tevusa and tamei midrabanan? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda says izehu dam tevusa harik sheyatsa memenu dam bein bechayev bein bemeisa safik bechayev yatsa safik bemeisa yatsa. If a person was killed and released only a reviyas dam, and it's not known whether the dam came out while he was still alive or after he died, this dam is only tamei midrabanan. The Chacham disagree and hold that in this case, since there is a possibility that all the dam came out after he died, the dam is treated as a safik tuma deraisa. Accordingly, b'shasa yachat sveikei tamei b'shasa rabim sveikei tar. Therefore, the Chacham say that dam tevus applies in the following case. Harig sheyatze emen reviyas dam bechayev uva meisei ba'adayin loy pasak safek rube bechayev safek rube b'meisei. The person was killed and released only a reviyas dam, but it bled continuously from when he was still alive until after his death, and it's not known whether the majority of the dam came out when he was alive or after misa. Midaraisa the dam is tar because there's no complete reviyas dam of a mess because part of the reviyas certainly came out before misa. However, the Chacham initiated that the dam is tummy because there is a possibility of rube b'meisei. The Braisa proceeds with another machlekes regarding dam tevusa. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Harig sheyatsa memenu reviyas dam, v'hayu mutal b'mita, v'dami metaftif laguma tamei." If a person was killed and a reviyas dam dripped slowly from his bed into a hole, the dam is considered dam tevusa because memnei shehatipa shel misa mu'ravas bay. The mixture contains at least one drop of dam misa. While the Chacham hold mitarin memnei sherishin rishin nifsek, the dam is tar and is not considered dam tevusa because since it drips drop by drop, as each drop of dam misa falls into the mixture, it becomes bottle in the majority dam chayim. And Rashi adds that according to the Chacham, the dam is considered dam tevusa only in the case of sheichev al haaretz. The harig was laying on the ground and the dam flowed continuously, in which the dam misa does not become bottle. However, Yehuda holds that it is tamei as dam tevusa because, as his opinion elsewhere, that ain dam mevatel dam. Blood does not become nullified in other blood because min b'min le batel. Two items of the same type do not become batel in each other. Zok the Mishnah. Bershena hayo aimrim hayeshebes adam tahar hayisimaara mayim lepesach. Chum initially ruled lechumra stringently that he alleged this during her yemei tahar may only pour water that is chulin to wash the meat of the korban pesach, but she may not actually touch the water. Because as Rashi explains, she's considered a tevul yom until her karbonas are brought. And the Chum initially held that even regarding chulin, a tevul yom has the status of a rishon l'tumah first level, and she's metame the water but not the utensil. But Acham later ruled the Kula leniently that only regarding Kachim a Tful Yom is a Rishon, but regarding Chulin a Tful Yom is a Sheni, second level. Therefore, the Aledis may even touch the water and she's not Metame the water because the water is Chulin which does not become Tame from a Sheni. This is the opinion of the Beis Hillel. However, the Bishami hold Avket Tmei Meis, even regarding Chulin a Tful Yom is a Rishon, therefore the Aledis may not touch the water because she is Metame the water. Zakta Mishnah, Umaydim Shia Echelis B'Maiser. All agree that a woman during Yemei Torah may eat Maiser Sheni because a Tful Yom is Mutter B'Maiser. And V'Koytze L'Chala, U'Makafeses V'Kair L'Hashem. She may separate Chala from the dough in the following manner. After she separates the piece of dough, but before she designates it as Chala, she puts the piece against the larger dough, and only then designates it as Chala. Therefore, it does not become Tamei, because Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala Lavka Chala Damo. The dough which contains potential Chala is not treated as Chala, it is still Chulin. And the Mishnah continues, Vim nafal mereko medam tahara al kikar shal truma shutar. If her saliva or blood fell onto a loaf of truma, it is tar because the fluids of its full yom are tar. The Mishnah concludes with a machlekes. The Bisham may say, Tzricha tefila b'achreina. When a woman finishes her yemei tahar, a tefila is required because m'nesha tefilas yom arachi v'sicha daitim in a truma v'misraelisi teveles labias mikdash. While the Bishillah say, In a tzricha tefila b'achreina. When a woman finishes her yemei tahar, a tefila is not required.